Mike, he'll be back in a minute. You should really try to reason with the professor.
Reason? There's little hope for that now. I mean, is he for real?
The professor appears very real, Mike. According to my last subatomic scan.
No, Higsby, I know, I mean... He just finds new ways every week to just...
Infuriate?
No.
Rattle your feathers!
Confound?
Challenge? Bewilder?
Pee in your seven up!
There's no way that that euphemism has ever been uttered before tonight's eyes.
Nuh-uh! I wouldn't just make something like that up just to hear myself say it.
Yes, excellent. Look, Michael, I understand how you might feel about this, but we need to look at the upside of this decision.
There is no upside, Doc. It's a travesty of, well, everything I hold dear.
I see. Vying for the title of most overdramatic, are we?
Ha! I'm not being overly dramatic. Wait, am I being overly...
Kind of.
It's quite clear to me.
I have to say, a little drama queenish.
Come on.
Maybe more like drama lady in waiting.
Okay, I get it. You guys are right. Maybe I am blowing this a little out of proportion.
Michael, it's obvious that this is a particularly delicate and important issue to you, though perhaps only to you.
Well, that almost seemed like empathy.
So, in lieu of this realization, I propose we have a vote.
An excellent idea, Doctor.
Agreed.
Yay, democracy!
That's fair. Okay, I'm game. Let's do this.
Excellent. Everyone, may I have your attention, please? On the issue of a live tree versus an artificial or synthetic tree, how do you vote? Ashley?
Well, first off, I thought we weren't going to use those terms around here anymore. But I guess that went right out the window.
What terms?
Synthetic and artificial.
Ah, yes, of course. My apologies, Ashley. A real tree or a non-real tree?
The fake one.
Aw, Ashley.
Sorry, Mike, but the real ones are fire hazards.
Fire bad!
So that's two for fake tree. Michael, how do you vote?
What do you think? How did we get to this moment?
Well, no reason to get testy, Michael. I merely wanted to give you the opportunity to join the ranks of the sensible.
And I can't thank you enough for that.
I'm with Mike on this one! Real tree!
See that, Doc? Who's the sensible ones now?
I won't even entertain that absurdity with a response.
Excuse me, everyone. As much as I'd like to assist with this democratic process, I'm afraid I have to go now.
Go?
Go where, Higsby?
It is time for my annual cycle of stasis.
Stasis?
In approximately 30 seconds, I will lose my quantum state for roughly one 24-hour period. During that time, I will be bound to a single timeline, unable to communicate or interact with other timelines.
Aw, Higsby... Why didn't we know this?
Yeah, Higsby, it's almost Christmas. We want you to stick around.
Ah, yes. My apologies. Perhaps I neglected to inform you.
But, Higsby, what if we need to...
I am sorry, Doctor. I believe it's happening now.
Well, that's a real bummer.
I didn't know anything about this! So don't look at me!
I am disappointed that Higsby had to leave.
Me too.
As am I. His was the deciding vote in the Christmas tree nonsense.
In the year 2008, in a secret underground lab beneath the Large Hadron Collider, Dr. Oppenheimer Valdini was experimenting with a way to weaponize the so-called Hadron Effect and create the most destructive force ever known to mankind. A freak accident caused the Hadron weapon to misfire, tearing a rift in the fabric of space-time, remaking our world and the parallel timelines of the multiverse into an infinite succession of horrors. Mike Wilkinson, IT guy by day and indie filmmaker by night, was snatched from his world and thrust into a terrifying dimension of madness and pseudoscience. Now, Oppenheimer and Mike roam the multiverse, chronicling the end of all that is, desperately trying to find a way to heal the rift and restore order to the timelines, the only way they know how, by hosting a podcast.
Hadron Gospel Hour! Written and produced by Michael McQuilkin and Richard Wentworth. Starring Richard Wentworth, Michael McQuilkin, Lisa McQuilkin, Michael Atkinson, and Kevin Harrington. With special guests, Nick Colin and Rebecca White. And now, the hour has arrived. Hadron!
Jimmy! Well, if it isn't the return of the living dead, I'm glad you're finally up. Big night tomorrow. Could use a hand if you don't mind.
It's Night of the Living Dead, Mom.
Well, there's always a chance of a sequel, hon. You saw what they did with Jaws or The Godfather.
Those were mistakes. They won't be doing any more sequels. Trust me.
On the contrary, I wouldn't be surprised if they go for thirds. Oh. You're headed out?
Oh, yeah. Thinking I'll go downtown, see what the professor's up to. Maybe stay over Todd's.
Oh. You'll be back in time for our Christmas party, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Lots of people that would like to see you will be here.
Mom, honestly, they're your friends, not mine.
Your aunt and uncle aren't just friends, Jimmy. They're family, too.
Like I said.
Jimmy.
Mom, I know what you're going to say, so please don't. You're going to say, I know this is a tough time of year for you, Jimmy. You don't have to stick your head in the sand.
No, not at all, Jimmy. You're 18 now. I'm aware of that, and I respect that. Everything I say to you isn't always going to be a lecture.
Fine.
I just want you to be happy. And to know that a lot of people care about you, not the least of which is me. If you want to go out, that's fine.
I do.
If you have time to come back for dessert and to say hello to everyone, try to. But I'll understand if you don't.
Okay, well, we'll see. I gotta go.
Be safe. My little independent man.
Mom, please.
Okay, sheesh. We'll have a fun adventure.
Thanks.
You need a few bucks?
Yeah, if that's, I mean, if you have it.
Sure, my little emotionally and geographically, but not quite fiscally independent man.
Mom!
I'm Higsby.
Holy, what the, what?
I am Higsby. Pleased to meet you.
That's not enough information.
I was wondering if I could trouble you with a few questions.
Sure. Fine. I think all of mine were just answered.
This pleases me. To be fair, though, I don't believe I heard any query.
That's understandable. The silent screams echoing in the head of a madman are hard to decipher.
Head of a... Oh. Fractured sanity humor. This pleases me. No, I assure you, there is no breach with reality here, sir. I'm quite tangible. You see, I just need to gather some data about the surrounding...
This is my ride. Gotta go, bye!
Oh, well, there is plenty of room in that vertical transport unit. Perhaps I could...
I am never drinking tab again.
Hello there.
Come on.
Because of my present state, I took the stairs. I believe for the first time. Most enjoyable. How was your vertical transport journey?
I don't have time for going crazy tonight. I need to get to LA.
I'm sorry to bother you. I just have a few questions, and I will leave you be.
Why is this happening?
Is LA downtown?
LA is 3,000 miles away. This is Brooklyn.
Ah, Brooklyn, New York. That puts us in North America, on Earth, in the Virgo supercluster.
Virgo... Are you like the ghost of an astrologist or something?
Pseudoscience. This pleases me.
Why did you ask me about downtown?
Oh, well, I overheard you telling your mother that you were headed downtown, so
You were spying on me?
No. I was looking to find someone to ask a few questions about the area. Thanks for that information, by the way. And I was drawn to the sound of your voices through the cheaply made material of your apartment door.
Look, I get it. We're not rich.
I would have knocked, but, well, as you can see, I lack any functioning appendages, so...
Okay, I'll bite. What are you?
Ah, yes. Well, I'm Higsby, a Higgs boson particle.
And that is...
Curious. I would have thought that a hipster such as yourself might be privy to science du jour, at least in an ironic capacity.
Hipster? What's a hipster?
Forgive my assumption. What with the full beard, corduroy slacks, vest, and short sleeves. Are those Dr. Martens?
Are you trying to alienate me on purpose, or...
Forgive me. I am not casting aspersions on impractical attire or a somewhat unwarranted petty bourgeois attitude. I was merely... Oh.
Oh, what?
What year is this, if you don't mind my asking?
Year?
The year.
It's 1977.
This pleases me.
Okay. I've gotta go. I'm guessing you're not going away at this point. If you want to ask any more questions, you can ask my equally nutty friend. He's doing me a favor, and I have to meet up with him in 20 minutes.
An excellent idea.
Hello? Professor? You around?
Yes, come in. I'm just finishing up a session.
What's up?
Ah, yes, my experiment. Well, you see, you're familiar with one of my transhumanist heroes, yes? Dr. Timothy Leary?
Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Precisely. I've been exploring the 8-circuit model of consciousness he wrote about in his book, Exopsychology. So I recently acquired this dream machine to...
Look, you don't have to doctor this all up, Professor. If you want to do mushrooms, you don't have to put together a fancy strobe light to do it. Just go and...
No. I've never had the stomach for psilocybin. No, this device alone allows the user to enter a sort of hypnagogic state as to allow a peek into other states of consciousness.
Well then you'll love what I brought you. This is Higsby.
I'm Higsby.
Great Scott!
So you can see him too. Well, that's a relief.
What is...
Just showed up at my door today. Says he's a Higgs moron particle?
Humor, please.
Hold on. Higgs boson?
That's correct. You've heard of me?
It's fair to say that I have heard of the concept of you, yes? Here we are. Higgs boson, theoretical smallest possible excitation of the Higgs field.
That sounds about right, save for the theoretical part.
Jimmy, do you know what this means? Higgsby's very presence here explains everything. Why some objects have mass and some don't. Why the range of omnipresent electromagnetic force is...
shorter than the weak force, as predicted by the standard model.
My word. I'm assuming you came from some sort of future universe that has the technology needed to produce evidence of you? How are you liking 1977?
Oh, it's very interesting. Everyone smokes. There seems to be some sort of mandate requiring 20 servings of milk and eggs each day. The automobiles are comically large and boxy.
Yes, true indeed. Let me ask you this, though. How is it that you, an unstable, quickly decaying quantum excitation of a single component of the Higgs field, appear sentient and are able to communicate with us in this manner?
Yes. I get that a lot.
Guys, I'm sorry to cut this short, but I have a plane to catch.
Plane? You're taking a plane?
Yeah. A bus or a train would take forever. I don't know how long it'll take me to settle, so I want to get there as soon as possible.
Yes, well, I want you to know that I don't entirely approve of...
Look, Professor, I made up my mind. You can either make the trip a little easier for me, or I can find what I need to find on my own. But I am going.
Understood. Here's all the information I was able to gather for you.
Thanks, Professor. Thanks.
How did your mother take the news?
She as good as can be expected. She's an understanding lady.
She certainly appears so. She even gave you money for your downtown journey.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of catching up to do, so I'm gonna head out.
Of course. Well, be sure to call when you get settled in. As you know, public phones are easily accessible and plentiful.
This pleases me.
I will. Thanks again for your help, Professor.
Jimmy, while I'm no affection scientist, would you care to share a somewhat awkward handshake with me?
Sure.
Take care of yourself. People think of you in a positive light, you know?
I know, Professor. Thanks.
Well, hello, sir. Thank you for flying Pan Am, the safest, most permanent airline around. Can I get you something to drink?
Yeah, sure. I'll have a, vodka tonic.
Nice try, Holden Caulfield, but you're not fooling anyone with that beard. How about a nice tab or a purple passion?
Just a Pepsi, please.
Okay, but you're really missing out with purple passion. So good. Don't worry, though. It'll be around forever, just like Pan Am.
If the company just makes it through the rest of this flight, I'll be more than satisfied.
Funny kid with a beard.
They even smoke here in flight.
Higsby! What are you doing in my bag?
Hello, Jimmy. Well, as I neglected to mention, I am bound to this particular timeline for approximately one complete solar cycle during my period of stasis. This affords me a limited amount of time to observe and interact. So often, I stick with one being to allow a more focused experience.
Radical.
Also, the professor felt it best if I keep an eye on you, although I was clear that I possess no quantum or transmutable abilities during stasis.
I'm assuming you mean you can't pass through walls or shoot lasers, right?
Lasers. This pleases me.
Why me, then? I'm nobody special, Higsby. Trust me.
Do you have any hobbies, Jimmy?
Hobbies? Not really.
Really? Nothing that holds your attention or fascinates you on a relatively consistent basis?
No. Well, just what's in LA, I guess.
My hobby is patterns.
Yeah, my mom knits. Although it's quicker to just buy a damn sweater.
I mean patterns in the universe. Tangible and detectable regularities and aspects that to the individual observer represent a familiar element in a vast, seemingly infinite multiverse.
Really? Just looking for similar things everywhere?
Yup.
Well, wait, if you're part of an energy field that exists everywhere, can't you tell where all the patterns come from?
Sorry to interrupt you from your conversation with your bag, but here's your Pepsi.
Oh, thanks. I was just practicing some script lines.
Oh, you're an actor. Going to L.A. then?
Well, yeah. Aren't we all on the same plane?
We sure are, Bag Whisperer. But this plane ain't going to L.A. anymore. Signaling issues, I'm told. We're rerouting to San Diego.
What? This completely ruins my plan.
The bus should arrive shortly, according to the chewing gum and crust schedule on the wall.
Yeah, but it's 2.5 hour drive. I don't know if it'll still be there.
Los Angeles? Do not worry. It will be there for an additional 42 years. But then, on the evening of July 20...
No. I know the city will be there. I don't know if...
Don't you have contacts in Los Angeles? Aren't you going to live there?
Not really, and I don't know.
This pleases me. Impulsive travel, wanderlust, fool's errands.
Okay. Listen, it's not like I don't have a plan.
Plan? Perhaps I can assist. Might I inquire about the plan details?
Maybe later.
All aboard the SS Los Angeles! Get it? It's a bus, but it's raining. It's more like a boat now. I got a million of them up here. So what's your story, young man? What adventures await you in the City of Angels?
I just really like taking bus trips, I guess.
Traveling relatively short distances inefficiently. This pleases me.
Probably shouldn't make yourself seen. Someone might...
Ah, don't worry about me, lad. I've seen it all. Nothing freaks me out anymore. I've been on Hollywood Squares like a dozen times.
That's cool, I guess?
It sure is.
You know, you don't have to feel obligated to talk to us if you...
I remember this one time. Well, let's be honest, the last time. Paul Lynde got right in my face and accused me of stealing his thunder. Can you imagine? I didn't know if I should have been insulted or honored, but I had a few drinks in me by then, so I took the low road. It got really testy on that set, you know? Very competitive.
Sure, it is a battle of wits after all.
You don't have to tell me twice. All that strategy? Should I pick a corner for my first move? Go to block? Try for the center?
I am unfamiliar with this game. Is this...
It's tic-tac-toe.
You should always go for the center.
Oh, you'd think so. It's not just the game strategy you're dealing with. It's the egos. All those horrible jokes. Who's mugging for the spotlight? Can I tolerate the most for the next 2 to 3 minutes? It's like having to choose between your favorite diseases. Just wretched. And wouldn't you know it, right there in the center square, every time, Paul friggin' Lynde.
Kinda like Paul Lynde.
Oh, yeah? Well, try sitting next to him on a big glowing fire escape for 12 hours and see how much you like him then.
This pleases me.
So anyways, Lynde and I get in the slap fight to end all slap fights. Smack, smack, smack! We tore each other's ascots. Just brutal. I swear to God, if Charo and Vincent Price weren't there, I don't know if either one of us would have ever walked out of that place.
Well, who doesn't love a happy ending?
You said it. So, where are you from, kid?
Brooklyn. Born in L.A., I'm told.
Oh, I love Brooklyn! All that spray paint and all the people! Danger! Intrigue!
You've been to Brooklyn?
Never. I'd love to, though. I'm so done with the West Coast.
Really? How come?
Oh, it's gotten so bad, I don't even want to leave my bus. Lynde was just the tip of the iceberg. All that fakeness, the backstabbing, the endless stream of deluded idiots trying to catch their big break. It's despicable.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure it'll be different for you, though.
I think I'm gonna try to get some shut-eye.
Good idea. You know what? Me talking your ears off. The early worm catches the bird, I always say. There's some pillows in the compartments above the seats. Just check them real good before you lay on them. Real good.
Thanks.
Isn't this exciting? A real road trip.
This is exciting? You've never been on a bus?
Nope. Typically, I would just isolate a trajectory with an endpoint and materialize at that destination. Fairly instantaneous.
Wow. Wish I could teleport.
Where would you go if you could?
I don't know. Anywhere else, I guess.
Jimmy, teleporting without a distinct destination is unwise. You run the risk of signal interference and a potentially botched reassembly.
I guess you're right.
Traveling this way assures more visual input from surrounding landscapes and interaction with many new and interesting sentient beings.
Like our driver? How interesting is he?
Jimmy. Every sentient creature capable of communication possesses a wealth of specific data unique to their own experiments with awareness.
Everyone's got the same sob story, Higsby. Just different ways to tell it.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, but I beg to differ. There is no junk data.
If you say so, Higsby, I'm gonna nap now.
Excellent. We will arrive at our destination in approximately 122 minutes. Most exciting, as I am now aware that this is your city of origin.
Yeah, most exciting.
Good luck, kid! I hope you find more of what you're looking for and less of what's looking for you.
Thanks.
Oh, and stick with that glowing box thing that talks. Seems like a nice guy.
Okay.
Where should we head first? The printout from your professor friend.
Yeah, it's the address of someone who should be able to help us out.
If memory serves, shouldn't we grab some area-specific food? Go on a somewhat lecherous tour of private facilities? Or engage in some sort of high-speed car chase?
Later, Higsby.
Later it is. I will enter all of the above into our agenda.
Fine by me. Let's get a move on. Well, here we are, I guess.
Jimmy, the noise patterns I am detecting seem to indicate that this is a rather treacherous part of town.
Yeah, definitely. Let's try to buzz in.
Crap! Higsby, quick, get my bag!
Oh, right, sorry.
Yes?
Hi?
Hi. Was that all?
No, I'm here to see Mr. Mylar.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. This is his studio, after all. You got an appointment?
I
hold that thought. Come on in. We don't want you to catch a cold or a bullet out here.
Okay.
Okay, then. Appointment.
I
figured. Had to ask. Anywho, I'm Mark, Mr. Mylar's production assistant, which loosely translates to laundry guy, craft food service, proofreader, tech guru, and apparently door security. Sorry for the rundown, but we get a lot of folks looking to rob the place or break into showbiz, or whatever that is.
I see. Well, I'm not doing any of those things.
Good. Wouldn't advise it, unless you like being profoundly disappointed. Cameras here are old and busted. Wouldn't want to steal them or be in front of them.
This pleases me.
Come again?
Thanks for the heads up. I understand, protocol here.
That's comforting. So, what's your name again?
Jimmy Mylar.
Jimmy Mylar. The same name as the guy I just mentioned?
Yeah, he's my father.
That's a great angle, kid. It's actually one of my favorites. Oh, boy. Here's my father. Oh, that's my father. That's great. Oh, you're serious?
Yeah. I haven't seen him since, well, ever, really.
Really?
Really. I just turned 18, got a friend of mine to track him down, lied to my mom, hopped on a plane and a bus, and walked over here.
That sounds like an appointment to me, kid. Hop in.
Oh, so now he's too good for us. You tell Craven that if he walks out on this picture, he'll never work in the industry again. Pseudonym or no pseudonym. Can you believe that guy?
No respect, Mr. Mylar.
Now everyone's an artist. All it takes is one critic to turn a midnight feature into an art house masterpiece these days.
I blame higher education myself.
You ain't kidding. Mark, who the hell is this?
Mr. Mylar, sorry to bug you, but this is...
Can he act?
Me?
No, the empty space behind you. Can't act. Okay, so, can he handle a camera?
Actually, I didn't ask.
Didn't ask? What am I paying you for? I could hang around the front lobby and let every worthless pile of puke wander in trying to sell me the dream, Mark, but quite frankly, I got bigger fish to fry.
Sir, this
like
kid...
Like finding some chump to direct this man-eating fish flick that's been sitting on my desk for...
He says he's your son.
I don't have any kids.
Nice try, mini grifter.
Pathetic. Ha ha.
Hey, Abbott and Costello, shut up for 2 seconds?
Why, I...
Relax, Bert. Let's Let's just get this over with. Kid, I don't have any children.
I'm sorry to drop this on you like this. I didn't come here for anything but to see you. My name is Jim Mylar. My mother is Elaine Dorrance.
Elaine? From Brooklyn?
Yes.
You know this broad, Mr. Mylar?
No, maybe. Look, there's no way that...
Higsby!
What
Whoa,
the?
What the?
Higsby, not now!
Sorry, Jimmy. It seemed like one pregnant pause after another, so I figured I may have missed my cue.
We didn't establish a cue.
What the hell is that thing?
I am Higsby, a Higgs boson particle currently tethered to this particular timeline and rendered all but inert during my annual period of stasis. I have chosen Jimmy as my companion during this time.
See, I thought that was it.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. You see?
Everybody shut up! Kid, floating cubes aside, I ain't your dad. I changed my name years ago when I went to Hollywood to start my studio. There's plenty of Elaines from Brooklyn. And...
Oh.
Look, I can tell you've had a rough trip. Why don't you take a few bucks and grab a motel? There's one down the street. Just don't make eye contact with anyone there.
Look, you don't have to.
Yeah, nobody has to do anything. Hey, does anyone have change for 100?
Not since.
It's been years.
No one? Jeez, you'd think that in 1977, we'd all have little devices in our pockets we could just pay for things with. You know, wave them over things we want to, but, you know, like magic wands. Secure magic wands.
I doubt that you could secure anything like that, Mr. Mylar.
Of course they could. Of course they could! Maybe put a camera in him or something. Anyway, here you go, kid. Stay the night, and I'll swing by in the morning, and we can grab some breakfast or something.
Okay, I can do that. Thanks.
Don't mention it. Mark, you want to send our young friend here downstairs? You hang back for a sec, though.
Sure. Okay, guys. See you around, I guess.
Thanks, man.
Nice meeting everyone.
Okay, so you're fired.
What?
You let some crazy kid wander into my studio looking to fleece me for cash.
You offered him cash. He said he was your son.
Mr. Mylar, should I shoot him?
Not yet, Ernie. Give him 30 seconds to take the stairs.
Sir, you really think that kid was...
No way he's my kid. That chick I knew in Brooklyn was ages ago. I haven't seen her in about 18 years. That kid is no older than 15. That beard is probably glued on.
I was thinking the same thing.
What about that glowing cube thing?
Now that caught my interest, Bert. Have you seen Star Wars?
I had waited in line.
I did. Like nothing I've ever seen.
Exactly. We could use something like a glowing talking box in our pictures. And it would cost us peanuts. I may see that 100 back again after all.
What do you want us to do?
Head down to that hotel, scare the pants out of that little con artist so he never comes back this way again, and bring me that talking box!
Jimmy, I have noticed your pattern of speech has taken a decidedly more silent turn since leaving the studio of your most likely, possibly, alleged father.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot on my mind, Higsby.
I'm sorry if I ruined your plans by popping out when I did.
No, that's not it. I just... I'm sorry I didn't mention the whole dad thing. I feel bad that... Do you think I should call my mom?
An excellent idea. There are phones literally everywhere.
I wish I could see the wonders of the mundane like you, Higsby. Hey, Mom, it's...
Jimmy! Is everything okay?
Yeah, just fine. Just, I told you I'm staying over Todd's, right?
Yes.
Well, that's still the plan. Just didn't want you to worry.
Wow. I never get the don't worry call. Are you sure everything's okay?
Yeah, it's fine. We're just checking out some stuff. Then we're headed in. I'll be back,
Jimmy, I trust you. I won't ask you to promise because I know you think that's a childish thing, but... Just let me know if you need anything, okay?
I will. Just figuring some things out, that's all.
Well, I'm here to talk if that will help you out with these things.
I know. Bye, Mom.
Bye, sweetheart.
Curious. You did not mention the misleading geographic location of downtown once again. Are you continuing the lie, as you put it, for strategic reasons?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've been planning for this since I was a kid, but only up until 10 minutes ago. All of this... I'm just winging it now.
Mr. Mylar seemed eager to continue the conversation. Perhaps he was in some sort of work-related distress that affected his mood.
I'm not so sure that was a mood. Seems more like a dominant character trait to me.
Okay, college, that's our boss you're talking about.
You two, in the alleyway, now!
Look, I don't know what this is about, but I didn't steal anything.
Shut up!
It's clear to us that you intend to blackmail our boss with some sort of paternity stuff or whatnot.
Look, guys, I just wanted to meet him. I don't want anything.
I can attest to this armed gentleman of dubious moral fiber. In my travels with Jimmy, he has not once expressed an interest in—
You shut up too, floating box.
Mr. Mylar works in a unique field. His films have pissed off a lot of people. And he has a lot of enemies.
We're assuming you're working with one of them.
But I'm not!
Or more than one.
More than one?
Yeah, like a conspiracy. You know we never landed on the moon, right?
Oh, here we go.
Moon landing conspiracies. This displeases just about everyone involved.
It's true! Kubrick was there.
Ernie, shut up.
Why don't both of you idiots shut up?
I concur.
Mark! What, you fired, you loser?
Mark? And Professor?
Yes, Jimmy. I was suspicious after you left. Quite frankly, were I to call myself a friend, I should have been more suspicious. A few hours after you and Higsby left my lab, I went to see your mother.
What?
Yeah, he came to the studio just as I was leaving. I told him what happened, and we tracked you guys down.
Serendipitous timing. This pleases me.
Mark, get the hell out of here. We're the ones with the guns.
You forget, dum-dum. I was a co-worker up until about 30 minutes ago. Those are prop guns.
Yes, and unfortunately for the both of you, you are not prop morons.
Nice one, Professor.
Thank you, Marcus. Truth be told, I've had that one loaded in the chamber for quite some time, just waiting for the right—
That guy just called us stupid.
Okay, now we're just gonna have to beat you all silly.
Not so fast, dim-witted henchman. I have recently discovered that my new companion and I have several things in common. As unlikely as that may initially seem.
That does appear unlikely.
And irrelevant.
Ever hear from Mr. Bruce Lee?
Or Jeet Kune Do?
No, but we're gonna attack you now, if that's okay.
No!
Be like water, Professor.
Be formless! Be shapeless!
Be unconscious.
Professor! No! This is all my fault.
It sure is, kid. Now hand over the glowing box and we'll let you leave town on two legs.
Excuse me, gentlemen. But are you suggesting that I go with you now?
Suggesting isn't the way I'd put it.
More like insisting.
Yeah, much more.
Higsby, I—
It is fine, Jimmy. Although I do have one question for you two. Do you know exactly what it is that you're asking?
Yes?
So, you are aware that a Higgs boson is part of a field that is connected to and runs throughout everything in the universe, correct?
Look, pal, enough talking. Save it for the nerds.
Yes. Forgive me. This is not the first time I have been accused of talking to
you. I'm sure that's the case. Let's go.
Perhaps if I showed you. You see, in my limited capacity here, I can only open small audiovisual fields displaying different timelines. Though unable to traverse, I thought I would open one for display to illustrate the nature of my perception. Jimmy, if you would close your eyes for a moment.
What the—
Holy!
The universe is almost immeasurably vast. More so than most sentient beings can fathom. Looking at one timeline is often enough to rend the mind of the viewer incapacitated. Looking at them all simultaneously, as I do...
Yeah!
Yeah! Well, let's just say it's best to know what you're asking for before you ask for it. You can open your eyes now, Jimmy.
Wow! That was pretty rad!
Rad. This pleases me.
I'm not sure what to do next. I mean, I can't believe... That guy sent those goons after me. What a complete jerkwad. All I wanted was...
Yes, I am curious. What do you want here in Los Angeles, Jimmy?
Something else, I guess. I got nothing where I'm at now.
Jimmy, sometimes an atom has a negative electron affinity, and no matter how much energy or other atoms you introduce to the environment, that atom will always be negative.
That's so.
I'm afraid so. That being said, all atoms are most stable when their outer shell has 8 electrons.
You don't say.
So there's that.
Are you trying to convey some sort of metaphor or something?
Yes. Perhaps an audiovisual proof of concept is needed. Let me open another view.
Whoa. I don't know if I should look.
You can safely observe this one, Jimmy. It is just a single location on one particular timeline.
Michael, not one more bit of tinsel or I'm leaving the entire project.
Come on, tinsel's classic.
Oh, yeah, classic. I just love seeing that stuff in street gutters all year long.
I have several images of landfills comprised of 70 to 74% holiday decorative non-biodegradable material.
Oh, please. Let's make some hot cocoa first so we can truly get the most from that viewing experience.
Who are...
These are my friends. They are floating in hyperspace in a large metal vehicle on the precipice of a rift in the multiverse.
Hold on, what's this? Michael, pull those bubble string lights down, please.
No way.
I love those damn bubble lights!
FYI, that particular brand carries a 25% failure rate, Mike.
Marvelous. Water, electricity, and flammable material. Are you sure you're not making some sort of festive improvised explosive device, Michael?
All right.
You all realize that I'm simply stating these statistics to assure the safety of the bunker and all of its inhabitants.
Of course we do, Ashley. Duly noted.
And much appreciated, Ash. Out with the bubble lights.
Ew. Hey, what's Higgsby coming back?
I am unsure, Cyrus, but his absence is felt.
He was unclear as to the timeline of his return.
He'll be back. That guy is a universal constant in a universe of unreliability.
Whoops, lost power.
Sounds like your friends miss you.
I will return to them soon.
Also, they all seem a little familiar to me. Can't explain it.
Remember what I told you about patterns, Jimmy. They are persistent, they are familiar, they can provide comfort and a sense of solace in unaccustomed space.
Sounds like home.
This pleases me. They are home to me. Quite astute, Jimmy.
That voice. Ashley? She seemed really smart and nice.
She is both of those things and has many more impressive and admirable attributes.
Ugh, my head face is killing me.
Marcus, I think we got them. They're gone.
Well, I'll be.
Be like water indeed. Give me some skin.
Revolution of the mind, my main man.
Thanks, guys. Sorry I got you into this. Professor, I can't believe you came all the way out here.
I told you, people think fondly of you, Jimmy. I count myself amongst their ranks. After I spoke with your mother and we both realized the nature of your... deceit, for lack of a better word.
I believe that is the word, Professor.
Oh, crap. That's right. Mom knows that... Wait, but I spoke with her. She didn't mention... God, I'm such an idiot. I was so sure. I came out here to start a new life with a stranger, and now all I want to do is go home.
I gotta tell you, pal, don't beat yourself up too much about wanting to know for yourself. That takes real cojones. And trust me, you're already more of a man than that guy will ever be.
I agree.
Thanks.
I do suggest, however, that we make a hasty retreat from this part of town. It appears to be quite perilous.
Okay, but where are we gonna...
Well, what are the chances? Hey, guys! Want a lift?
Patterns, huh?
Patterns.
So Rosemary is just punching Madame in the face over and over again. Like Wayland Flowers isn't even there. Buddy Hackett is trying to pry me off of Lind, but, as you can probably guess, I ain't having it.
Fascinating.
You'd think an insult from a puppet would be somewhat diluted in effect.
On the contrary, anything out of Madame's mouth just sent us into a primal rage. It's like Waylon knew.
Everything okay, Jimmy?
Yeah. Well, no, but I'll be okay. I'm just thinking about, well, Christmas, I guess.
Yes. It is Christmas.
We still have to catch a flight. We'll never get back in time.
Incorrect. Could everyone please hold on to one of the securing devices of the bus?
What's that?
What the? Now entering Brooklyn.
Whoa. Higgsby, how did...
The stasis is complete. My quantum powers have returned.
Oh, my skull.
What say we give the humans more than a nanosecond to honor the secure yourselves request next time, yes?
Yes. Apologies.
Well, thank you all for everything. Thanks for the ride.
The name's Sexton, but you can just call me the guy in the bus.
Guy in the bus? I'm happy to return you to the West Coast when you...
You know what? I'm gonna stick around Brooklyn. Check out the scene here, put my feelers out, maybe have a few adventures, you know.
Groovy. Well, thanks again. Maybe I'll see you around.
Oh, count on it, kid! Move it!
I think I'll stick around, too. There's gotta be some work out here that doesn't make me want to jump off a bridge.
Really?
Yeah. And it looks like there's plenty of bridges around here, should I change my mind.
Professor, I promise I'll pay you back for the plane
ticket. Do not worry about the money, Jimmy. Perhaps you can assist about the lab here and there.
I'd like that, Professor. You're on.
You know, Jimmy, you are 18 now. If you play the numbers 1, 4, 2, 23, 7 tomorrow, you should have more than enough funds to cover the cost of both of those tickets.
Did you just give him tomorrow's winning lottery number?
Correct.
But Higsby, what about keeping the integrity of the timeline, rules of time travel, not altering history, etc.?
Rules of... pristine timelines. This pleases me. That's all a load of hooey. Go play those numbers.
Wow. Okay.
Well, thank you for allowing me to tag along and observe your activity today, Jimmy. It was a thrilling adventure.
You're leaving?
Yes, for now. I'm going to return to that place I showed you earlier.
Yeah, it sounds like they miss you.
I look forward to reuniting with them as well.
Thank you, Higsby, for being with me today.
It was my pleasure. Remember what I mentioned about patterns, Jimmy. It truly is a phenomenon that continually astounds me. They are all around us.
I will, Higsby.
Doc Shanyans.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Doc Shanyans.
Later.
So, you guys want to go to a party?
Jimmy!
Hi, Mom. Sorry I'm late.
You're not late, Jimmy. You're just in time to make me the happiest I've ever been.
I hope it's okay. I brought some friends. You know the professor, and this is Mark.
Hello, Elaine.
Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you. Thank you both so much for... Jimmy, how did you get home so quick?
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Merry Christmas, son. Higsby!
All right!
Higsby, you old rapscallion!
Higsby, welcome back! Your timing is impeccable.
Hello, everyone. What do you mean, Doctor?
Higsby, would you do us the honor and be our treetop for a group picture?
An excellent idea, Mike. It would be my pleasure.
Excellent! Ashley, would you call Cyrus's image up on the screen next to the tree and ready the...
Feliz Navidad, mi interstellar hombres. Hey, picture time.
Well, all right. Join the crew, Funk.
All right.
Very well. You can squeeze in next to Cyrus's display. Towards the back, if you would.
Look, I get it. Overpowering stature, I'm a tall drink of water, but you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
Neither would we, Commander.
Yes, excellent.
All righty. Ready, Higsby?
Ready, Mike.
On three. Everyone say string theory. One, two, three.
String theory.
It pleases me.
Ha-ha, yeah!
Higsby, one quick question. What sort of forces in the universe are causing this so-called stasis period you experience, and why does it seem to arbitrarily last for a single day?
Excellent question, Doctor. I will explain. You see, there are...